So, Steve-O, how long can you call yourself the new Democratic Party? When do you become just the Democratic Party? That's today's question.
Well, what's funny about this question is they didn't start as the new Democratic Party.
No? What did they start as?
They started as the new party.
So, okay. The new party. They're the new party. So,
In the 1950s, the Cooperative Commonwealth Federation and the Canadian Labor Congress came together deciding that they were going to create a new political party. They didn't know what they were going to do. They didn't know exactly what its values were going to be. And so they spent quite a few years negotiating and discussing that. And in the interim, they called themselves the new party.
The new party.
Okay. Exactly.
Okay.
Now, eventually, after I think 3 or 4 years, they settled on the name, the New Democratic Party. And that's what the party's name has been since. So at the heart of your question, I think, is what is meant by new in the party name today?
Well, my question really is, like, they've been calling themselves the New Democratic Party for so long. Are they eventually just going to become the old Democratic Party? How long can you be new before you're just plain?
Well, I think that part of it has to do with the notion that we have never seen an NDP federal government. They have never had the opportunity to enact national policies that are in line with their values. And so in that sense, we've actually never seen the new Democratic Party govern.
Interesting. So they're still new because they haven't actually even governed at all.
Yeah. Now, on the provincial level, they certainly have. There have been successful governments in many different provinces, BC, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Nova Scotia. And as we see, we've now got an Albertan NDP government. Mm-hmm. So what's really interesting about this question is the relationship of the provincial governments to the federal government. Because in BC or in Saskatchewan, it seems very, very difficult to call those governments new Democratic parties because some of them have been governing for 30 or 40 years.
Exactly.
Now, whether or not we're ever going to see them change to the old Democratic Party, probably not. But is it possible that they might just change to the Democrats? I think that you could, but one of the things is that there is now a tradition behind the name that stretches back to its original formation with Tommy Douglas. And for a lot of members of the party, that foundation is an important identity formation. And to lose that would, in a sense, lose some of the original values of the party. And I think that would be a concern.
Yeah, now that you've told me that it stretches back to the original name being the new party for an interim amount of years, I see now why the word new is so important to them and so much a part of their history. But it is now it's become more of just a traditional thing now that they're calling it new, not that they actually mean they're a new Democratic Party and that they're going to do some sort of new democracy.
Exactly. Well, and you look at the Reform Party, right? The Reform Party started as this idea of reform of the democratic system and then became, through emerging, the Conservative Party of Canada. And so they left behind some of the original ideas behind the name, and some would argue left behind some of those values as well. And so the worry would be that a change from New Democrats would also mean a change from those original values.
But it is possible that if they actually end up holding a government, like a federal government, the first one ever, they may use that as an opportunity to say, like, and you know what? Now that we have government, we're no longer the new Democratic Party. We are just the best Democratic Party, and change it to the best Democratic Party. The BDP.
The BDP.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.